right, live from the No Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gruber. This is Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you along on a free-for-all Friday. Glad you're in and glad you're lined up for all. But here are three big things you need to know. Number one, Don't Let Winter Get Away as short as it's been. The Evan Ice Caves, we're going to tell you a little bit about that in Munising, Michigan. From Ron Rademacher, of course. Number two, Michigan Rising Action files complaints against the Michigan Senate Democrat Fund. We'll tell you about that. And number three, 16 Michigan lawmakers take shots at Pfizer. And this is probably an important thing. From Michigan news source comes this. 16 Michigan legislators signed a letter on Tuesday demanding that Kalamazoo-based Pfizer respond to a recent video where one of its executives appeared to brag about the company's mutation of viruses. Right? So it could develop new vaccines. And they now say that's not true. So, 16 Michigan lawmakers signed this letter demanding answers. Pfizer must hold itself accountable to restore trust in the integrity of the company and its employees, so said Project Veritas 2 days ago or three. The pharmaceutical mainstay has come under scrutiny in the last week after Project Veritas released a video showing Pfizer Director of Research and Development Jordan Walker bragging that the company has considered mutating the COVID-19 virus through a different name for gain-of-function research called directed evolution. Walker also said on camera the goal was to develop new vaccines. From what I've heard, is they, Pfizer, that is, the scientists, they're optimizing the COVID-19 mutation process. But they're going to slow. They're going slow because everyone is very cautious. Obviously, don't want to advertise that you're figuring out future mutations. Pfizer issued the following statement. Working with collaborators, we have conducted research where the original SARS-CoV-2 virus has been used to express the spike protein from new variants of concern. This work is undertaken once a new variant of concern has been identified by public health authorities. The research provides a way for us to rapidly assess the ability of an existing vaccine to induce antibodies that neutralize a newly identified variant of concern. We then make this data available through peer-reviewed scientific journal. Peer-reviewed, that'd be something. And use it as one of the steps to determine whether a vaccine update is required. The statement continued. In addition to meet U.S. and global regulatory requirements for our oral treatment, Paxlovid, Pfizer undertakes in vitro work, e.g. in a laboratory culture dish, to identify potential resistance mutations to nirmatrelvir. That's one of Paxlovid's two components. Here's the thing. They got caught, they did, by Project Veritas. Exposed, they did, by Project Veritas. And now they're trying to, you know, deal with that fallout, which makes sense. So the letter from Michigan lawmakers comes on the heels of earnings reports from Pfizer. The company saying earlier this week it's anticipating a bigger than expected drop in sales, no kidding, of the vaccine and treatment for 23. I would think so. Pfizer's total annual sales crossed the $100 billion mark for the first time in 2022, driven by the more than $56 billion in sales of its COVID-19 vaccine and Paxlovid antiviral treatment, neither of which has proven to do very well. This year, they're looking at about $70 or $71 billion. And you wonder what is next. You do. You wonder what is next. Meanwhile, Michigan Rising Action filing campaign finance complaints against Michigan Senate Democrat funds. New campaign finance filings by the Michigan Senate Democrat Fund have revealed the campaign arm of the Senate Democrat caucus failed to report more than $1 million in campaign funds properly. The complaint alleges that the missing reports include a substantial loan taken out by the committee and a donation from the Political Action Committee run by State Senator Jeremy Moss should have been filed in late October 2022 prior to the November 8th election. The Michigan Campaign Finance Act, by the way, requires organizations to file 24-hour contribution reports for any contribution received in excess of $1,000 within 2 weeks of an election. Eric Ventimiglia, who was on this program earlier this week, and this article, in fact, the Pfizer article as well, can both be found at MichiganNewsSource.com. You should be looking at Michigan News Source. If you're tired of the same old news from the same old left-of-center people, you know, originating from Ann Arbor, and you're sick of it and you're bored with it, well, then you should be at MichiganNewsSource.com. MichiganNewsSource.com. Yeah, Michigan Democrats continue to show they think they're above the law by hiding where they received their contributions, said Eric Ventimiglia. He's the executive director of Michigan Rising Action. Will Secretary Jocelyn Benson continue to turn a blind eye, or will she enforce penalties to the rules everyone else is required to follow? The Michigan Campaign Finance Act requires a civil fine of not more than $1,000 or the amount of the contributions and expenditures omitted and unreported, whichever is greater. You know, I don't like the idea that all this... I mean, the Democrats talk about all this dark money. They spent a lot of time talking about it. And yet, when it gets down to it, they spend a lot of time collecting and spending what they would refer to as dark money. Right? I mean, come on. How does that make any sense at all? Either you believe what you say or you're full of crap. Well, anyhow. You heard the story earlier this week. A pair of rappers were missing in Detroit. They've been found not in good condition. The bodies of three missing men, two rappers from Oscoda and Melvindale, who visited Detroit for a gig along with a friend from Detroit, were found under a pile of debris in the basement of a vacant Highland Park apartment. Police had been looking for Armani Kelly, Dante Wicker, and Montoya Givens for nearly 2 weeks after three were reported missing January 21. Investigators found the men's bodies inside a North Course apartment building in the Highland Park border near Detroit's Palmer Park. Investigators were led to the area after obtaining the three men's cell data. Their three phones pinged to the area near the large abandoned apartment complex. Members of several units from multiple police agencies searched the building, finally discovering the bodies in the basement beneath old construction equipment. The victims had been shot. Police had requested data from their respective cell phone companies after the men were reported missing, but because exigent circumstances involving an immediate known danger didn't exist, it took several days for police to get access to the data, and then they found the bodies. There you go. 27, 31, and 31. Just sad, right? Young people, 27 years old, 31 years old, 31 years old. There you go. Just more from the front page. All right, coming up, I'll have Katie Hyde from Michigan News Source, who I've been talking up here for the last few minutes. She'll be here to talk about all sorts of things, so don't go anywhere. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
Business owners know there's no substitute for experience. In Michigan, that means the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber is always working to protect, connect, and strengthen Michigan companies. The Michigan Chamber is on the front lines every day, getting Michigan back to work. That's never been more important than it is today. The Michigan Chamber is dedicated to Michigan and the men and women that make it work here every single day. The time is now for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
This is the Steve Gruber Show, the fearless pursuit of truth.
The Steve Gruber Show is the fastest growing talk show in America, so thank you. Without you, none of this would be possible. The relentless pursuit of truth, common sense, and honest answers to the most important questions of the day isn't easy, but it's critical to our future. Find out more, stevegruber.com.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented Well Connect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your Well Connect hybrid geothermal system, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. Well Connect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, Well Connect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to Well Connect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. Welcome.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more.